They're just people. You see, a lot of people wouldn't be like, oh, this is just on the internet. It doesn't exist in real life. Really? Then explain the divorce rate, explain the family court system, and explain why a lot of dudes have to compete not only with other men, but also with technology via the adult toy industry, via AI, via all kinds of different stuff. Men now have to compete with that as well as other human men, and sometimes women, by the way. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Explain why men got to do all that just to not even get what they want at the end of the day. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, I want to welcome you into the show today. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to discuss something from a different perspective today. We're going to discuss why men have feminism all wrong. I know, immediately you're probably thinking, Austin, what the hell are you talking about this time? I mean, what do you got for us this time? Well, my friends, you know, I was thinking last night. Yesterday, I was out and about pretty much all day. Did a show, audio only, and I was thinking to myself, you know, the more I have conversations, whether it's with, like, someone who's cutting, like, someone who's cutting my hair, someone who, you know, does, you know, cleans my face on every month via facials, or whether it's I meet someone at a coffee shop, like, the more I talk to people, the more I realize just how much a lot of people on the side of the internet, they got feminism all wrong. And the reason I say that is because a lot of men, they have the desire to be traditional. They have the desire to go back to old times that they've oftentimes romanticized. And people want the old times to come back. They want traditionalism. They want it to come back. They don't want to embark on a new way. They don't want to ride the new wave. They want to go back to the old wave. And well, I don't fault people for what they want when it comes to this, because at the end of the day, I don't blame you for wanting tradition. Tradition is what we've known. Tradition is what people grew up around, or it's been romanticized and shown to them in a way that that's what they want. Or maybe if they're religious, they've read about it in their text, and they think that this is the way things should be, the only way that things should be. And you know what? I'm here to disagree. And the reason I disagree, and I think that people get feminism all wrong, is because they're seeing it from only one perspective. They're seeing from what feminism is taking away from the worldview that they want and the way they want the world to be. And so we're going to explore that concept today of why I think that a lot of men, if not most people in general, even women, have feminism all wrong. So we're going to dive into that today. And
this is a PSA to all women.
Oh man, people are already getting really ambitious. All right, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to show you some clips about feminism, and we're going to break it down, and we're going to explain to you why I think people got it all wrong. So here's what I'm going to challenge you right out the gate. It's going to be very easy for us to immediately have emotional reactions based on what we think to what we're about to hear. And I want to encourage you, as guys, we're trying to have an open mind. We're trying to expand our horizons. We're trying to learn something new, not just validate what we already think, because that's a very important distinction. A lot of us, we just want to hear what we want to hear. We want to hear something that's going to validate our worldview. And while that's all well and good, I wanted you to challenge yourself today to understand that you view feminism all wrong. And the reason I say that is because you're seeing what it is taking and not what it is giving to men. And what it is giving men is the opportunity to do things differently, and to, in a lot of ways, it's freed men from caring and taking women under their wings to now doing whatever they want to do. Now it's opened up the world to you as a man to go out there and take the world by the cojones and do what you want. You don't have to be tied down anymore. You could choose to do that if you want, but you don't have to anymore. In the same way that women like to talk about feminism being, you know, you can either be a stay-at-home mom, married, or you could go out in the corporate world, gentlemen, you could do the exact same thing. Using with the gifts of the miracles of modern science and technology, you could do the same thing. But of course, it's not in our natural desires to do that. You see, that's why I think we got feminism all wrong. And so, With that in mind, let's hop into his first video and let's listen.
This is a PSA to all women to stop apologizing for existing. You know how many times I used to walk into a room with my shoulders hunched over, face plastered with a smile, dripping sweetness, hoping that no one would call me a bitch simply for taking up space in their vicinity. If I sound angry today, it's because I am, because I just heard a story where a woman wasn't allowed into an establishment because she was considered too type A by the powers that be. And while I don't know anything about this place or this woman, that description alone is infuriating, because if you read between the lines, saying that a woman is too type A is basically a euphemism for saying that you think she's a bitch for having a mouth and not being afraid to use it when you disrespect her.
Gentlemen, how many of us have encountered a woman like this? One that's dripping with venom the way that a snake's teeth drip, the fangs of a snake drip with venom, her tongue is no different. How many of us have encountered a woman like this? And I know a lot of the not all police is going to come to the channel and they're going to tell me that, well, Austin, not all women are like this, so your argument isn't valid. Gentlemen, please. We're not in the second grade anymore. We're not here to play these childish games. This is some grown man crap. I'm not here to tell you Red Pill 101. We're here on some grown man shit. I am not here to deal with this, oh, not all women this, not all men that. Man, that's all garbage. Okay, we're on some next level-ish. Alright? Speaking of next level, here's what we need to discuss, okay? Let's go back to this woman's here, right here. How many of us have seen a woman like this, been with a woman like this? And you might think this is just women like this, but here's where you're mistaken, sir. See, here's the problem. This is the software that has been downloaded to women via the education system, entertainment industry, social media industry. My friends, this is everywhere that you look, everywhere that you read, everywhere that you hear, everything that you see has this saturated somewhere in there. Now, there are some people who, they're like a flashing red danger sign where it says danger, approach with caution. And other ones, you don't even see it because they hide it or they don't even realize that they have it. It's like, there are some diseases like herpes, for example, where you don't know that you have it until a flare-up happens. And then when it goes away, the disease is not gone. It's just dormant in your system. The same thing can be said for the feminist spirit in women, the Lilith spirit, Jezebel spirit, whatever you want to call it. It's the same thing, same idea. It'll show up in some phases, be gone in other phases, but it always comes back because it has not been cured. You can't cure it. It's like a dormant disease. Now, my friends, this is why I think we got feminism all wrong. The reason is because we try to find people who don't fit this description. Whether you're a passport bro, you want to go overseas. Whether you're a guy who wants to stay in the States and you want to go to church. Or whether you want to go to, I don't know, the middle of nowhere, Alabamaville, and look there at a one-horse town. Or whether you want to go into a cult. I don't know what you want to do. But here's the problem. You're trying to avoid the problem by just changing your environment. What I'm here to tell you, it's not the environment that's the issue. We're long past that point. This isn't the 1960s anymore when this stuff started and became mainstream. No, it's too late for that. So the reason we've made feminism all wrong is they're trying to circumnavigate the problem instead of just accepting the realities that a lot of women have this mentality right here that you're listening to right now. And saying, you know what, I'm going to operate differently. I'm going to say, okay, you want to be free? Cool. I'll be free too. I'll go out here and do my thing. And you'll have your money. And I'll have my money. We will not be together. Some dudes will be out here fixing binds. That's your choice if you want to do that. I'm not going to cast moral judgment on you. But the reason that I think this needs to be discussed today is because a lot of dudes will tell you you're less of a man for doing what I'm describing. No, you're only a real man if you put up with this bad behavior. If you deal with people like this, that makes you a good man, quote unquote. And me, I say absolutely not.
Oh, hell no!
Why does that make me good? Because I'm willing to deal with other people's bad behavior, or I'm willing to stick it out. Why? Why does that make me good or bad if I'm willing or unwilling to deal with stuff like this? See, here's the problem. If you saw this straight out the get-go, this type of behavior, it's easy for you to say, you know what, I'm going to avoid this. That's easy. What's not easy is when you start dating her, you're like, oh, I'm in love. I got the golden glasses on. Everything's beautiful. Everything's great. And then when you take the glasses off and you maybe you're married, guess what? It's too late. Bait and switch happens. Maybe it's 20 years, 25 years. The relationship will change and you will be forced to make concessions if you still want that relationship to continue. You don't enter a relationship thinking you're never going to change. She's never going to change. The relationship's never going to change because it doesn't work that way. It does not work that way. You ask any married person, anybody who's been in a relationship for longer than a year, 2 years, they'll tell you their relationship has changed. They have changed. Their girlfriend, boyfriend, spouse, whatever has changed as well. Let's continue with this video and you'll get more into what I'm talking about.
And it's so funny that straight men don't get denied entry anywhere for being too type A, because guess what? It's not a bad trait. It's only a bad trait when you attach it to a woman's personality because you think it makes her more difficult to control. And all of this stems from a time when women were literally property. But wake up and smell the freaking roses, because women aren't property anymore.
Women were never actually property. They were more looked after. But of course, you know, it fits the narrative more to say that, but all right.
Women have jobs, women own property, and women know that you can be kind without being obsequious, and that it's not a woman's job to make you feel comfortable in her presence, because if you feel uncomfortable that a woman is standing in front of you without a saccharine smile on, then that says more about you than it does her. Ladies, free yourselves from having to make everything okay, because everything is not okay, and you don't have to make things okay for another person just because they're insecure about themselves. So the next time someone calls you a bitch, tell them to capitalize the B, and better yet, capitalize all 5 freaking letters.
Wow. real wife material. So here's the thing. Throw wife material out the window. Does anybody want to be friends with this individual? I certainly don't. any other takers? No? Nobody? See, here's the thing. I don't see dudes coming out here doing stuff like this. Because at the end of the day, a lot of dudes, they don't need to be smashing, you know, bricks in half and doing shotgunning beers and doing all this dumb stuff. Here's the thing, guys. When we talk about feminism, it's very easy to easily say one thing or the other thing. Either you fully support it or you don't support it, or you like this, you don't like that. People like to cherry pick. I'm here to tell you guys, it's here to stay. And as much as we like to make fun of these people and whatnot, because it's a phase that a lot of their arguments are ridiculous and stupid, but that doesn't matter, because at the end of the day, people live and die by this crap because they believe it. It doesn't have to be true, they believe it, in plain English. So then you're faced with a choice. You as a man, you say, okay, do I want kids? Okay, yeah. Okay, do I want a relationship? Well, if you want these things, you're going to have to make concessions to get these things. And part of the reason why we're going to get into surrogacy here in a little bit is because I'm a big believer in it. Because to me, it's another alternative option to dealing with the extra headache. Let's go to the next video, okay? Let's get a little more better perspective here on what I'm talking about, all right? Speaking of headaches, let's get into this.
Who's going to tell the feminists that I would actually rather stay home and cook and clean than go and be a corporate baddie?
Feminism is literally just being able to make the choice to do that. We love that for you. We just don't love that for everyone.
See, I want to pause right there. We're only 12 seconds in. I got to pause right there. So here's the thing. She made a very important point. She said, we want you to be able to make the choice between being a corporate baddie versus a housewife. See, here's the thing they don't tell you. That's not a one-time choice between you choose path A or path B. They can choose to change that path at any point in time, okay? Say they want to be a housewife for 5 years. Now they want to be a corporate baddie, but guess what? They have kids. Guess what? They're married. Guess what? Now it's your problem. Now that's what's called the bait and switch. Now you're like, wait a minute, but you agreed to this, and at the end of the day, now you want to do that, and now you're stuck in a dilemma. And gentlemen, if you've been in a marriage, and you've experienced what I just described, you let these guys know that I'm not making this up. I'm not just pulling this out of hot air. Let them know I'm not making this up. I know for a fact this happens to a lot of people. And at the end of the day, this is why a lot of people on the side of the internet, myself included, are of the mind that if you are a man and you're married, you're going to slowly make concessions to the point where you're going to not be the leader in the relationship anymore. Now, again, this is everybody. If you have to even ask that question, you've missed the whole point. You've missed the whole point. The whole point is we've been thinking about this wrong. Instead of trying to circumnavigate the problem, instead of trying to negotiate with these people, why do we not just take them and say, you know what, okay, fine, I see your freedom. I'll raise you double. I don't need you. I don't, you know, yeah, fine. Go do your thing. I don't need you. I'm going to do my thing over here. I'm going to get a surrogate. I'm going to get a maid. I'm going to get a housekeeper. I'm going to do all these things. And you know what? You know what? And I don't need to hear you whining about unpaid labor, so-called. I don't need to hear you whining about how you want to do this and I'm being controlling and manipulative. I don't need to hear it anymore. Why? Because I don't have to deal with it. I don't have to deal with it. And I can still get what I want, or a closest version thereof to what you want. But the thing is, a lot of dudes, they won't be honest. What they really want is a woman to just give them what they want whenever they want it. That's what they want. But they won't admit that because they're afraid to. And to me, there's nothing wrong with admitting that. Here's the thing, guys. Here's the thing. You're not going to get that. So you got to adjust your sights to get what you want, the closest thing to get what you want. And don't try to cheat anybody, by the way. That's how you got catch a case. That's how you end up in court. Let's continue with this video and see what else this enlightened individual has to say.
That's not true. You guys don't want women to stay at home.
No, we just don't want women to be forced to stay at home. At-home work and stay-at-home momming, that's very legitimate work, and it's actually still very undervalued, and it's unpaid labor.
It's not unpaid labor. Okay, guys, let's do this thing called math that I learned when I was a kid. Let's do this thing called math for all the feminists out there who say that women who are stay-at-home mothers are unpaid labor. Let me ask you a question, very simple one. Let's take the man out of the equation, okay? The so-called tyrannical bourgeoisie that Engels and Marx called him. Oh, yeah. Oh, you didn't know that Marx and Engels called the woman the proletariat and the man the bourgeoisie, or translated, the woman was the one being hurt by the corporate boogeyman, the exploiter, the man, and she required liberation from that man? Oh, you didn't know that, did you? Well, now you learned it. You want to know where this whole thing started? You can go back to Das Kapital and the Communist Manifesto by your good friends and the Communist Forethought, the Communist Party International, Karl Marx, and Frederick Engels. But let's return back to what she said. She said that unpaid labor is prevalent in relationships. Well, okay, let's ask you a question. So let's take the man out, the so-called evil man that's not paying you for your labor. Okay, so how are you going to pay for your house? How are you going to pay for your electricity, your water, your kids' food, your food, your internet, your Hulu, your Netflix? Who's going to pay for that? The government? Well, that's what a lot of people are doing now with the subsidies from the government. See, when you break this down, it makes no sense. So the guy's out there working 12 hours a day. You're at home working as a mother, which is work. It is work. But you are getting paid. The fact is, the man is subsidizing your ability to be a stay-at-home parent. You are being paid via food, lodging, access to Amazon Prime, getting a little stay-at-home and work instead of having to go to work and hire somebody else to take care of your kids, like a maid or daycare or something else like that, which is very expensive. See, that's what I'm talking about. It's not unpaid labor. The man is paying your way, your half of the mortgage, your half of the food bill, your half of the insurance and everything, and the car and everything else. He is paying your half so you can do the parenting. It's not unpaid. Just because he's not handing you a physical paycheck doesn't mean he's not actually paying for you to stay at home. But apparently, these women don't know how to do math. Let's continue.
It's literally just about having a choice, because in the past, historically, don't know if you know this or not, we didn't used to have a choice. So it's literally the entire point. But a lot of you shame like stay-at-home moms and people who want to be more domestic. I mean, you're not wrong. Feminism is an ideology and it's often practiced pretty imperfectly, but it interests me why you're more mad about the imperfect practice of feminism than you are, you know, systemic misogyny and living under a patriarchy that everyone, regardless of their gender identity. Well, I still don't agree with feminism. You know, the most irritating part about being a feminist is that you still benefit from all of the strides that feminists have made over the years. And I really wish...
Just like you benefit from all the inventions and systems that men have set up, but continue.
...that I could revoke some of your rights, but it's making me question things morally and ethically, so I'm just going to leave this conversation.
See, okay, gentlemen, any woman that brings up the patriarchy, immediately cut her off. She's trying to destroy you. She either has one of two things. One, hatred for men, or two, penis envy. You get to choose. I don't care which. Oh, see, here's the thing, guys. Why would you want to deal with people like this? And you might think that, oh, Austin, these people have, like, TikTok accounts. I can easily tell who they are. You know, you see, my friends, that's where you're mistaken. You see, it's easy to tell who people are on the internet because they're very upfront about it. It's a lot harder when they're just people. You see, a lot of people wouldn't be like, oh, this is just on the internet. It doesn't exist in real life. Really? Then explain the divorce rate, explain the family court system, and explain why a lot of dudes have to compete not only with other men, but also with technology via the adult toy industry, via AI, via all kinds of different stuff. Men, you know, have to compete with that as well as other human men, and sometimes women, by the way. Oh, yeah. I'm explaining why men gotta do all that just to not even get what they want at the end of the day. Or to have to negotiate even further for what they actually want. See, guys, you're welcome to do that if you want. You are more than welcome to go and pursue the traditional route or the closest thing you can find to it. You're welcome to do that. But here's the thing. Why in the world would you continue to do that when you're not only swimming upstream, you're swimming up a waterfall? When you don't have to do those things, you can still get 85 to 90% of what you want without having to deal with the BS. And it, arguably, it's going to be cheaper. See, here's the thing. A lot of dudes want to pretend like, oh, I can't do surrogacy. It's too expensive. Oh, I can't do have a maid. That's too expensive. Oh, I can't have a landscaper. That's too expensive. I can't have a nanny. That's too expensive. Really? Is it more cost effective to just have another person live with you who's going to begrudgingly do the things I just laid out for you, if at all? And you got to pay for the Amazon Prime, and you got to pay for the health insurance, and you got to pay for all these different things, plus deal with the so-called emotional labor, so-called psychological labor, so-called everything else. So here's the thing, guys. That's like me saying, hey guys, what do you think is cheaper, paying $1,000 up front or a $250 a month with an APR of like 5%? What's actually cheaper? That's not a hard question if you understand how math works. But here's the problem. You see the bigger number and you see, ooh, that's not good. No, I don't want to be a surrogate and pay, you know, I don't want to hire a surrogate and do $100,000, $150,000 up front. No, that's too much. I'll just get married to do that. Oh, so that's cheaper than a marriage? It's cheaper than buying a house? It's cheaper than paying for another person's car, it's cheaper than all those things? No, you see, it's not. But you see, you think it is. It's all about perspective. It's all about thought process. And that's why I think people, especially men, they get feminism all wrong. Because it's easy for us to be resentful about the traditional ways going down the toilet, and we want it to come back. Instead of being upset about what we're losing, considering we can't do anything about it without an apocalypse happening, which I don't wish on anybody, why don't we take the alternative route that they're pushing toward us, which is the notion of freedom? Gentlemen, feminism has freed you as a man to do what you want to do. You want to go be a remote guy tour and be living in an RV? Shooting, you know, working remotely and shooting off YouTube videos in the middle of Wyoming somewhere? You can do that. You want to go live in a penthouse apartment in New York City? You can do that. You want to go be a passport bro and go across the world? You can do that. You want to go find a farm in the middle of nowhere and put up a sign that says, get off my lawn? You can do these things. You're not required to be married. You're not required to do these things that in back in the day was a requirement for polite society. But you see, people still want the old days to come back, and it's not going to happen without an apocalypse or a huge fallout of epic proportion happening. It's not coming back. So why are we lamenting what we can't change and instead focusing on what is in front of us and what has been given to us, which is our freedom, and using it to get what we want to do or the closest thing we can? Why are we not doing that? Answer, because we fear what we don't understand or what has not been done yet. We think that because other people have made it work that we can do it, and it must be easier than blazing your own trail. Well, my friends, if we want to get into the idea of easier, let's get into this article right here that says the top 20%, the top 20 complaints of unhappy wives in their marriages. Y'all ready for this? I hope so.
What?
It'll be good. Let's look at it. First slide. He never helps around the house. And you have a picture of a guy laying on the couch as if he has nothing better to do than nothing. Gentlemen, who wants to bet that this isn't actually what happens? Oh, I know it's not what happens. Let's see, in 2013, they say that men spent about 10 hours per week on chores while women spent 18. Although, that's an improvement from the 60s when men devoted about 4 hours when women did 30 plus, according to them. The discrepancy is still exhausting and annoying. The best way to ensure your husband pulls his weight. You hear this? You see this type of language, guys? Pulls his weight. What does that mean? In other words, oh, I work 12 hours a day bringing home the bacon, and not only do I gotta bring home the bacon, I gotta cook it for myself as well and then feed it to you. I mean, what's going on here, man? See, guys, this is what I'm talking about. You're doing all this for people who don't even appreciate you. It's not even a guarantee that they'll be appreciative of you. Now, there are women who are, but why would I spend my whole life trying to find somebody who, statistically speaking, is already taken? Kid cleanup, dinner prep, laundry. In other words, the guy's not helping around the house despite the fact that he works all day. And if the woman works all day, he makes more, but we'll ignore that because, you know, that's a whole another can of worms. Next slide. He doesn't know anything about the kids. See, here's the thing, guys. A lot of men love their kids. Love them very much. But you don't remember the teacher's name or the brand of their shoes or their best friend's name. All of a sudden, you're a horrible father and you don't know anything and you're not pulling your weight and you're not a good dad. While studies have found that men interact with their kids at least 3 hours a day out of, you know, minus the 12 hours that they're probably working, lots of wives gripe about their guys simply not knowing the day-to-day details of their kids' lives. Of course not. He's busy trying to climb the corporate ladder to help you so you can spend more money. Favorite movies, toys, friends' names. All these little nitpicky reasons to be mad at you over stuff. This is just code for she doesn't love you anymore. This is code for she wants an excuse to get rid of you and replace you or cheat on you or whatever. This is what this is. This is what this actually is, guys. And I know that you don't want to believe that, but that's what it is. Next one. He's always playing video games. You know what's funny? I know guys who they'd only play video games like maybe 1 hour a day at max, because they're working all the time and they just want a little time to decompress. Oh no, they can't do that. Their wife will be mad. Or as soon as they hop on and they try to play with me, their wife will be like, oh, I want you to take out the trash. Oh, I want you to do this. I kid you not. This happens to me every once in a while. You can't have downtime. She could be on her phone all day while you're at work and you wouldn't know. Meanwhile, you come home and you can't turn your... As soon as he hears the Xbox or PS or the PlayStation power up, oh, it's game over. You're immediately going to... She's going to be passive-aggressive, trying to get you to do extra chores. It's game over for you. Next one. We have the same arguments every day. Guys, if you're arguing with people all the time, why are they around you? It's one thing if they're calling you out for something you actually should fix. That should be a one-time, two-time at most conversation. But if this happens all the time, guys, you need to get out of there immediately. This is just toxic for you. I would love to see nothing more than for the divorce statistics to swing the other way of the guys having self-respect and leaving, even if it's going to cost them money. Next one. He drinks too much. Coming from the boxed wine wives who drink all the time, I'm going to... Oh my goodness, brother. Bruh. This is so bad, man. Oh, we're going to pretend like it's only the guys who drink. Oh, sure. Yeah, even though statistically speaking, there are more alcoholic women than are men. Oh, yeah, you didn't know that, did you? Now you do. Next. Oh, getting into the monster in-laws. Oh, man. See, guys, all I'm hearing time after time, there's just excuses for why they don't want to either have intimacy with you, they don't want to be happy, they don't want to give you peace. I'm just hearing a lot of excuses as to why they can't do or what you're doing wrong instead of what you're doing right. See, where is that in the conversation? We're not even halfway through this list. Oh my, guys, no, no way. Look at this. Number, what is it? 8, always wants to have sex. Now you've gotten into the whole heart of the issue. She's leveraging intimacy against him. In case you didn't know, maybe you're uneducated, this is a great way for men to decompress, and it's actually very healthy for men, by the way. Good for their cardiovascular health. It's good for their mental health. It's good for them to participate in these activities, by the way. But apparently now that's a chore for the wife. You hear this? This is a chore for them now. Like, you taking out the garbage, she's got to take you to the bedroom. Can you believe this? This is terrible. Oh my goodness. See, look, it says research finds that regular active sex life is a key to a happy marriage. No kidding. No kidding. It's almost like when the sex goes down and the relationship also starts going down the tubes. Wow, who could have guessed that? Albert Einstein over here, ladies and gentlemen. Guys, if you've been in a marriage or a long-term relationship and this has happened to you, please let the guys know. Because a lot of dudes, they'll get married thinking they're going to be absolutely saturated with sex. No, actually, usually the opposite tends to happen. The law of diminishing returns kicks in where the more time passes, usually the less intimate moments you tend to have. That's just the way it works. Next. Oh, yes. Money. Ching, ching. The money has entered the conversation. Oh, women are complaining that they don't get to spend enough on big... they want to make big purchases. In other words, when you buy a jet ski, that's a problem. But the 150 packages from Amazon you got last month, although that's not an issue. You think I'm exaggerating? I'm not. I wish I was. Oh, a little appreciation goes a long way, says the woman in the relationship. When's the last time you heard... It's so rare that I hear women talk about how much they appreciate their husbands. When you ask a guy, he's like, oh, my wife's great. My wife's amazing. She can't almost do no wrong. I love her. Or even if she has flaws, but I still love her. Women don't tend to say those things. So you know. See, guys, why would you want to deal with this? We're halfway through the list, dude. We still have 10 more to go. You even want to hear 10 more? I don't even think I want to. See, this just proves my point, guys. This is why I developed the biblical bachelor lifestyle. This is why I talk about surrogacy, man. Because, yeah, is it expensive up front? Yes. Is it going to be worth it down the road, though, where you save money, you save yourself sanity? Yeah. Yeah. In my opinion, yes. Go for a couple more here. It has to be taught basic. Oh, in other words, you're a dumb Neanderthal, Fred Flintstone-ass guy. You mean to tell me men can't cook? You met a lot of these women out here, they can't even boil water. What do you mean men can't cook? Most of the chefs you see on TV that are famous and wealthy are men. What do you mean men can't cook? Oh, look at this, guys. You expect to tell your kids to put their dishes in the sink and walk the dog, but not your husband. In other words, it's like every TV show where they paint, you know, whether it's Peter Griffin or Fred Flintstone or Homer Simpson, where the guy's just a bumbling moron and the wife does it and everything. No, my friends, this is 100% false. Usually, it's the other way around. Usually, it's the wife who's just lazy and the guy's working his behind off. Hey, how many guys have you met that actually need what they're talking about to be taught basic life skills? I've never met a single guy that fits this profile. Now, and that might be anecdotal. Maybe I'm not meeting the 90% of guys who fit this profile, but I highly doubt it. He snores. Okay, that's petty. He gives me the silent treatment when he's mad. No, that's what women do to be passive aggressive. Men don't do this. Usually men will just be like, whatever, we can move on. This is... No, I don't believe that. He's gone all the time. Oh, you mean at work? You mean he's making money so you can get the renovation on your house that you want? Is that what you mean? Guys, there's no pleasing these people, dude. There's just not, man. Wait, why would you want to deal with this when you don't have to? That's my question. Why would you want to deal with this when you don't have to anymore? There are alternatives out there. Why would you deal with this? See, this is why people get feminism all wrong. They think it's their job to fight against the feminist juggernaut and to swim upstream and still make it work. No, you don't have to do that no more. There are alternatives. Embrace your freedom. Walk off the plantation and do what you want to do. You don't have to negotiate with the slave drivers no more. You don't have to negotiate with the government anymore. You don't have to negotiate with the women anymore. You can do what you want to do now. You don't have to do it anymore. Gentlemen, let me know what you have to say. Let me know what your thoughts and opinions are. If you think I'm wrong, let me know. I don't see how you can, other than the fact that you just want tradition super badly. I mean, if that's what you want, go ahead. I don't blame you. I understand. I do. I won't do that for myself. And if you want to do that, you are welcome to do it. Just understand that you are setting yourself up for a gigantic headache that's only going to get worse, more complicated, and the medication is going to be different year to year. Well, my friends, take care of yourselves. Let me know what you think in the comments. Until next time, I look forward to discussing more of the reasons and ways you are being exploited in this life. Because trust me, there's plenty of them. Take care. I'm out. Peace.